sample test form. Questions 15 to 23 are based on the following conversation.
So, how long have you lived in New York?
All my life. I was born here. Sounds like you're new in town.
2 months. I just moved here from Michigan.
Wow, that's a big change. New York must be quite a shock.
Well, not exactly. I lived here once before, when I went to the graduate school. So, I guess you could say that I'm used to life in New York, if that's possible.
When did you live here?
Oh, let's see. It must have been about 8 years ago. Why, the city sure has changed since then.
I suppose so. I mean, they've really cleaned up Times Square. It used to be so dirty. I mean, now it's just full of tourists.
Yeah, and the subways seem to run more on schedule now.
Basically, I think the city is safer anywhere you go. Probably because we have so many more police officers on the street.
Oh, that's for sure. You know, though, one thing I can't get used to is the noise, especially those garbage trucks. They come at 5 in the morning and are so loud. The noise wakes me up every time.
I guess I've lived here so long I don't hear it anymore. I can sleep through just about anything. You know, the one thing I am tired of, the weather. I mean, I'm so sick and tired of these long, cold winters. I'm thinking about moving next year.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've lived here all my life, and I feel like I need some kind of change. You know, a new environment. It's time to get out of New York.
Not me. I love the nightlife, the theatre, and the great restaurants. I can't wait to get out to discover all that New York is offering.
Questions. 15. Which place are the man and the woman talking about?
16. How long has the man lived in this city?
17. From where did the woman move to this city?
18. When did the woman move here?
19. When did the woman come to this city for the first time?
20. Which of the statements is true about the woman?
21. They are talking about several things they feel pleased about. Which of the following is not one of these things?
22. About which of the following does the woman feel unhappy about?
23. What makes the man think about moving somewhere else next year?
Questions 24 to 30 are based on the following conversation.
Hey, Bob. So how was the movie?
Well, I didn't really enjoy it very much.
Why? That film got great reviews. It's really popular.
Oh, the movie was fine. I just got irritated by the people sitting in front of me.
What happened?
Well, first they came in late. It took them a while to get into their seats. All this was happening during an exciting part of the movie. And then they started talking.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
There were two of them, a man and a woman. The man had seen the movie before. He was telling the woman the entire story.
Unbelievable.
Well, you won't believe what happened next. Another person asked them to be quiet, politely, of course.
Right.
And they started arguing. Their voices were getting louder and louder. One guy was saying, "You shouldn't talk in the movie." And the other guy was saying, "You can't tell me what to do."
Well, what finally happened?
The usher had to be called in because it was getting out of hand. Everyone quieted down eventually, but it was too late. They had ruined the movie for me.
Questions. 24. How did Bob enjoy the movie?
25. Why did the woman feel surprised at Bob's negative comment?
26. By whom exactly did Bob get irritated?
27. What did these people do that made Bob irritated?
28. Who had seen the movie before?
29. What were the irritating people talking about?
30. What happened next? Part C. Listening and translation. 1. Sentence translation.
1. Don't be preoccupied with missing your friends and family. It is a feeling that will pass. After a year, you'll have passed the worst period of homesickness.
too. It's becoming more and more expensive to stay in a hospital when you're sick. Furthermore, insurance is paying less of the cost.
Three. Hardly any of the people I know are concerned about immigration controls, because immigration is not a big problem in my country.
Four. More people are wearing seatbelts when they drive. Consequently, there are fewer deaths caused by road accidents.
Five. If the government gave out more student loans, students could attend good universities rather than quit schooling merely because of financial problems.
Two. Passage translation.
One. Working at home has been a real struggle. It's been a lot harder than I imagined. I needed to be more organized, that's for sure. So, I've decided to hire a part-time secretary. You know, someone who can come in a couple of times a week and help out with the phones, the filing, and just clean up in general. I'm so busy that sometimes I kind of let things get out of hand. The office gets really messy. I sure could use some help.
Well, I started mountain climbing a year and a half ago, and I just love it. Well, the next step for me is to concentrate on that sport and see where I can go with it. I'd love to someday, say 5 or 10 years from now, go mountain climbing in the Himalayas. They have some of the highest and most beautiful mountains in the world. That would be a real adventure. But before I do anything like that, I have to practice, practice, practice. And I have to get stronger, mentally as well as physically.